Whoa! Oh my goodness. That monkey was heavy. I'm just extremely excited for the players. They went out there and we played 40 minutes. Played hard every quarter. Held them to 12 points in the fourth quarter. We just all stuck together. We were at halftime getting killed on the boards, came back, beat them on the boards, would only allow one shot. We just stuck to the game plan and played it well for 40 minutes.
Let's talk about guard play. Seems to be much better tonight. Being able to use Smith a lot as much as you did in the first half and being able to put more in the second half. Talk about how well that works.
I think Crystal, she gives that. She sparks the energy on defense. We wanted to play aggressive from the beginning, and she really gets in. I mean, she came to me and asked me, Coach, how many fouls do I have because I want to play harder? So she, that kind of hunger to be the head of the horse out there is what we need, and she did a great job for us.
Talk about the lift that you got from Mika Hodges.
The way we found this one win, Ronika needed that one shot. She's a shooter. I never one time told her to stop shooting. Before this game, I think she was 3 for about 29 or something like that. And I told her, just keep shooting. Shooters, it'll always come back to you. You just need that one. So she did a great job. Her confidence was high going in. You know, the whole team was behind her, letting her know she needs to shoot. We need her to shoot. So, you know, teams are going to play us in the zone, and we have to have that person that's going to go knock those shots down, and she did a good job with it.
How special was it to beat L.A. your first one?
It's extremely special. you know, I have much respect for Michael Cooper, and, you know, he was my partner in crime and once upon a time. But, you know, now, you know, looking at him down on the other end is, you know, he's, you know, the opponent. So it's always good to come back and beat the teacher, that's for sure. But it's not about me. It's not about, you know, Michael Cooper. It's about this group of women that have stuck through this, persevered, it's been tough. It's going to be tough from here. But, you know, just to be able to get that win and, you know, stick to the game plan and have confidence in it and just, you know, play together. Never put your head down, you know. That showed them what they're capable of and to be able to finish.
Is this the best you've seen them play defensively this year?
For 40 minutes, yes. I mean, I've seen it. we've all seen it. But it just, it never went through the whole game. We'd have too many letdowns. But for 40 minutes, this was the best.
Was there anything different at halftime today? Because a lot of times when you guys have a lead, they tend to come out a little bit flat in that third quarter, and that really wasn't the case. I think that was your highest scoring quarter. What did you say to get them to come out with that same energy that they had to end the first?
To prove everyone wrong. I mean, you know, show your fans who obviously are still supporting the team. It was a great crowd out there, and prove everyone wrong. You know, in the other locker room, I'm sure they were thinking, we're still in this. They want to let up. We still have an opportunity. So I just basically told them to go out there and fight and just prove them wrong. And to walk out there and just watch the faces and to see if they have that, you know, the opponent has that confidence knowing that we're going to let down. You know, use that to motivate. And, you know, they did it and stuck with it.
What difference did you see in this game in the first 10? Anything different?
You know, in the games that we were up 22, up 16, 12, with about 4 minutes to go with Detroit, I saw a lot of what we all saw tonight. But the difference is that they just stuck with it for 40 minutes. They came out, they went shoot around ready to go. The locker room was high energy. And I just knew from the beginning at shoot-around that they were ready.